Metro Parking Bureau.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, hello, Metro Parking Bureau. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I got a big problem.
Yes, sir. Please, how may I assist you? What is your problem?
Well, I'm locked in a car in your parking deck, but it's not my car.
Oh, it's not your car. Is it a friend or relative?
No, I wouldn't say so.
And could you please describe which parking deck exactly you're in? We own approximately 3/4 of the property in the city, and it's hard to keep track.
Well, to be honest, I'm not sure. I can just see through a little hole. There's a sign on a wall, and the sign on the wall, there's a number on it.
Got it. Yes,
so I called the number. Called the number on the sign. Don't really know where I am.
Well, I'm so glad you called. We are very happy to assist with this. Believe it or not, it's a very common problem in some of our lots.
I'm in a trunk of a car.
In the trunk of a car. Very good. Yes. And so approximately how long have you been in the trunk?
Approximately? I mean, I don't know for sure, but a day and a half.
Very good.
Maybe 2 days.
Our parking attendants usually only come by every 3 to 5 days. So if
That's it?
Yes, absolutely.
So some trusting. Wait. So let me get this straight. So somebody could, in theory, park here for free for 3-4 days?
That's very possible, yes. We do have high-tech cameras that allow us to monitor remotely as needed, but our attendants have...
Is it like an automated gate?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I actually have the button here, and I could open the gate as needed.
Well, that wouldn't do anything. I need to get out of the trunk first.
Yeah, let me see.
And then I'd be on foot, so then the gate wouldn't even be an obstacle, really.
That would be a problem. Sir, let me just check when the next attendant is going to come
by. Okay.
Could you listen and
Well,
tell
I don't
me?
Know where I am,
I was going to ask, do you hear a train track or the sound of any birds that might indicate...
Hold on, let me listen. It's a thick-walled trunk, so... But there's that hole. I'm going to put my ear against the hole. I hear a marching band.
A marching band. All right, let me do a quick analysis. One moment, please. Yes, scanning through, I see. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that you were attending a sporting event at the stadium before you entered the trunk?
I didn't really enter the trunk on my own volition.
Or you're saying you were placed in the trunk?
Correct.
Interesting. Well, really, we just need to know which parking stadium you might need to...
Right, I don't know.
Well, can you tell me...
The car drove quite a ways after they put me in the trunk.
That's interesting. Excuse me, sir, did you pay for parking in this spot then?
I wouldn't have. Perhaps the driver did, I'm not sure.
Can you just read me off your parking validation code?
I don't have it. It's not in the trunk.
Sir,
wouldn't that be in the windshield?
I suppose it would. If you don't have the parking validation code, it's very difficult for me to service you.
Oh, I see, because you're customer service, and if I don't have a code, I'm not really a customer.
Well, you may have a code, yes, if you could just read that off to me, I can...
But I don't have a code.
Oh, sir, this is going to be a problem.
What if I buy a parking spot?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Can I do that over the phone?
Sure, it'd be $25 an hour.
An hour?
1 hour, yes. Okay. But if you stay for 3 hours, you get the discount.
Do I have to do a full hour? Can I do 15 minutes?
We're not really doing that. It's kind of surge parking right now. There's a lot going on in the city. Maybe
what city is this?
If you bought 2 hours, I could sell it to you for 40. We are, of course, in Detroit.
What?
Yes. I'm very familiar, aren't you, with the city?
No, not at all.
Were you not here for the Tigers game?
Absolutely not. I don't follow sports, and I've never been to Detroit before in my life.
Oh, it's a fantastic city. You are going to love it. But here, before we do anything...
I don't really plan on staying once I get out of the car.
Well, what brought you to Detroit? Tell me more about your trip.
The trunk. I was put in the trunk of the car, and they brought me here.
Right, yes. And if you can give...
I was in Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. Did you arrive by train? Or by trunk, you mentioned
in
that.
In Chicago?
No,
in Detroit.
So you're from Chicago. I have a sister.
Well, not originally.
I have a sister that lives in Chicago, actually. She works at the ballet.
I also have a sister that lives in Chicago. That's why I was in Chicago.
Oh, really? So visiting family. It's
visiting
great.
My sister.
Windy city, they say.
It was windy.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I got chapped lips while I was there.
I found Windy City to be a far more apropos nickname than the Big Apple.
The Big Apple. What city would that be?
New York City. Not familiar with New York City.
I don't get out of the Midwest very much, no. Is that in
It's
York?
One of the biggest cities places in the world.
Right.
Biggest city in the United States.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Love it. That's great. New York City.
Remember 9/11 happened there?
Yeah. Yes.
New York City?
I've been to a few 7-Elevens.
You ever seen a Martin Scorsese film or a Woody Allen film?
I don't get out of the Midwest very much.
They all take place in New York City and are filmed in Toronto.
Toronto. Now, I love Toronto. Are you from Toronto?
Well, actually, Woody Allen films, I think those were filmed in New York City.
Okay, so it's in Canada then?
No.
I am so sorry.
It's in New York State.
Yeah. Oh, New York State, right. Is that...
It's in the Northeast. It's huge. It's massive.
Yeah, I don't get out there much. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Well, never mind.
Well, in any case...
New York City was the original capital of the United States.
Philadelphia, you mean. You're thinking of Philadelphia.
No. Nope.
Yes, remember, there was the Constitutional Convention.
That happened there, but New York City was the capital.
Well, that seems silly if they
signed
it in Philadelphia.
Before they moved it to Washington, D.C. to appease Southerners.
Ah, I see. Below the Mason-Dixon line, of course.
Putting it by Virginia.
Now, you see, I've never actually been north of the Mason-Dixon line on the East Coast.
On the East... So you do know that New York's on the East Coast?
Northeast, you said.
I did say that.
I believe you did say that.
Okay. So you're in we're in Detroit.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
But you're also in Detroit? Or is this customer service somewhere else?
Oh, no, this is customer service. Yeah, we're downtown Detroit. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. You're downtown? Do you think I'm downtown?
We're a local business, so we like to have close affiliations with all of our parking lots. Best guess is that you are probably outside the Tigers Stadium. So, yes, if you would like to...
Is there
to
a game today? Would that explain a marching band?
Oh, that would absolutely explain it. Yeah, it's the big rivalry today with the Yankees.
Oh, that explains the shouting.
Oh, yes, you hear lots of shouting.
Oh, yes.
Band playing. You probably hear some, Yankees suck and all of that.
Yes, yes. People, various things suck.
Yeah, I hate that team.
Various
absolutely.
Alcoholics upset about it. That sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. No, you're definitely by Tiger Stadium.
Okay, good. Well, so I also don't know what this car looks like.
Oh, okay. Well, I will need a license plate
number
to sell you a
ticket. Well, I don't have that either.
Oh, and through the hole, you can't see the license plate
number.
Well, do you have a best guess maybe at what that could be?
I can tell you my own license plate number. The car's not actually going to be in the parking deck, but is that a preventative thing? Can I still get a parking space, pay for a parking space with the license plate without actually parking said car in said parking lot?
If I don't do the actual
the car's
tag
in Chicago.
Number, oh, you might get towed. I can't guarantee one of the attendants won't come by.
And tow what?
They would
my
just
car in Chicago?
No, the car you're in now. I wouldn't want that to happen. Then we'd have to find which lot they took
you to.
Well,
but the car I'm in might very well be paid for. The ticket could be in the windshield.
Sir, I'm sorry. This is just company policy here.
I mean, I would think it's pretty logical. If it came in at all, it must have gotten a ticket.
I would have received a ticket on the way in, and unless the machine's out of paper, then it's kind of honor system. You're supposed to pay with an app on your phone. Did you download the app and pay for parking that way, maybe?
I did not make any choices
right.
or do anything among those lines. I'm not the driver of the car.
Got it. All right.
They put me in the truck.
Very good.
They drove me. I don't even know if the person that put me in the truck is the person that drove me to this parking garage. Right. I don't even know if the same person drove me the entire way from Chicago to Detroit.
Sir, totally understand your concerns. I am going to need those numbers, but don't worry. Perhaps I can have our attendants just walk through the lot.
Well, look, if the car does get towed,
yes,
that works out well for me.
You would want your car to be towed.
Well, it's not my car.
Right. Yes,
I'm in the car. I could shout through the hole. There's someone's in here. Someone's in here. Hope who's ever towing the car doesn't have headphones on. And then they're going to let me out of the trunk.
That could work out
well. I can get back home.
We will need to make sure that it's paid for. If your parking isn't current, then that will be a problem. But otherwise, do you want me to send an attendant now to walk through the lot?
Yes, but I thought you said I have to buy a parking spot before you can do
that. You will have to buy a parking
spot. Okay, let's
do
that.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. So if you can just give me your license plate number, I can get that processed.
Absolutely.
Yes?
R?
You are what?
I.
Yes.
Are.
You are what?
No, it's the license plate.
Yes, sir. Anytime you're ready, I'm ready.
I are in.
You are in. You're in.
BT.
BT.
FLY.
FLY. Absolutely. All right. Mm-hmm. And I'll just charge that. Would you like to do the two?
Pennsylvania plates.
Pennsylvania plates. Very good. Let me just check that. Would you like to do the 2 hours to get the discounted rate of $20 per hour instead of $25?
But then that's $40?
That's correct.
No, I just want the 1 hour.
Just the 1 hour. If you are...
I'm not actually parking in the deck.
If your car is there for more than 1 hour, there is a risk of tow. I'm so sorry.
Good. I want the tow.
I don't want to be difficult.
I want this car to be towed.
Company policy is that I upsell a little on this, so I will let you know that...
1 hour.
If you take your parking ticket to be validated,
I'm not going to take it to be... I'm never going to get the ticket.
I understand the problem. Yes, of course. Absolutely. Well, I will just go ahead and charge that right now. Absolutely. And okay. Do you have a name and number that you'd like for me to put that under?
Yes.
Very good. I'm ready anytime.
All right. Albert.
Albert.
McGovern.
McGovern. Well, thank you very much for calling today,
Mr. Wait. It sounded like you said my last name wrong.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Is it McGovern, M-G?
No, McGovern.
McGovern.
There we go.
McGovern. Very sorry, Mr. McGovern. That could have been dangerous. That's all
right. Well, I wanted the charge to go through, so that way... Well, maybe I don't. What happens if it doesn't? Then do you tow me?
Then we would have to tow you. I am so sorry.
Oh, well, okay. McGovern, then.
McGovern, you said.
Yep.
Ah, that's what I heard the first time. All right, very good, Mr. McGovern. It's in. All right. I'm not seeing this come up in our record. Have you parked with us before?
No.
No.
I've never been to Detroit before.
Oh, well, welcome to the city. Very good. Well, we really value your business here in Detroit. I hope you enjoy the Tigers game today. Your parking has been processed. Quick warning, if this doesn't go through, we will have to come by and tow you.
No, come good. On. That's what I want. I want to be towed.
Very good. Sir, I want you to understand, if we tow your car, you are going to have to pay a $250 fee to get it back.
It's not my car. I don't want it back. Good. That means my kidnappers, ostensibly, whoever they are, they'll be billed. $250.
Did you say kidnappers? I'm sorry.
Well, whoever put me in the truck, I mean, I'm not a child.
Right.
But I didn't go of my own volition.
Unfortunately, we can't make sales to anyone under the age of 18.
I'm not a child.
Mr. McGovern, can you put your parents on?
Yeah, sure. I'll put my parents on.
All right, very good. Thank you, Mr. McGovern.
Hello.
Hello there. Is this Mr. McGovern Sr.?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you for parking with us today. How may I help you?
I can't keep this up. Look, this is ridiculous. I'm an adult. I'm not a child. Just give me the parking space.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Let me process that now.
Jesus. Well, actually, just send the guy to tow me. Send the tow to tow.
I'm so sorry, sir. It seems that your information is being declined here. I'm going to have to send someone to tow you.
Thank you. Jesus Christ.
Let me see when the next available person is.
What?
And you are in the stadium by...
I don't know. You told me.
Yes, very good. Well, sir, as far as I can tell, I think we should have someone at the Tigers Stadium lot that should be able to come by. I'm so sorry. If you want to retrieve your car at the end of this,
there is
a lot at the end of the stadium, $250 fee. You will have to be the person registered with the vehicle's insurance to claim it, but that shouldn't be a problem.
That's not me, but it doesn't matter. I don't want the car.
Very good. Well, thank you for calling today, sir. You will be towed shortly.
All right, another day on the job.
Hey, hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Hello.
This looks about right.
Hello, are you the tow? Are you the tow?
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, my.
Can you hear me? I'm trapped in the trunk.
Is this a Herbie?
I'm trapped in the trunk.
This is a Herbie fully loaded situation here.
No, I'm not a talking car. I'm a man. I'm a man.
A man car.
No, I'm not. No, I'm a man in the trunk. I'm trapped in the trunk. Open the trunk.
Oh, open the trunk. Oh, yeah, I don't got the keys here. Let me
just
see what I can
go in the front and use the thing.
Yeah. Let me try the door. Walk around here. Yeah, hey, this here door's locked, sir.
Starting to feel like I am one with the car.
If you could just unlock this door, I'd be happy.
I can't unlock the door. I'm in the trunk.
Well, if you're in the car, you can just hit. There's a button on the window.
I'm in
there.
The trunk of the car. I'm not in the. You can see in the car.
Right, I can see your problem there. There's three people in the car right now, actually.
What?
Yeah. They just been. Oh, sorry. Excuse me, folks.
What do you want?
Hey,
what is it?
We got a call from Central. I'm gonna have to take you in, I'm afraid.
Why? I got my ticket.
Oh, you got your ticket?
Yeah.
Oh, may I just see that there real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Help! These people kidnapped me!
Wow, this
Let me out of this trunk!
Alright,
Hello, help! Well, help!
Shut up back there.
This is uncomfortable. I am so sorry, sir. I didn't mean to interrupt a paying customer on your business.
That's alright.
Yeah, are you here to see the Tigers game?
Yeah, sure.
Yankees suck, am I right?
Yeah, fuck those Yankees.
Absolutely.
Am I right? Fucking well, only good Yankees a dead Yankee, am I right?
That's a little extreme. Right? It's just, I'm just parking.
Let those Tigers loose on them, right?
I just work for the towing company. Let Tigers
loose. It's a towing company, huh?
Well, glad to have your business. Do you need anything, or you just gonna hang out here?
Yeah, we're just gonna hang out here, buddy.
Well, you've paid for the lot, fair and square. Uh-huh. Not much I can do about this.
You work for Regal Towing?
Yeah, that's right. Regal Towing. Uh-huh. Yeah. We're the biggest towing.
That's still owned by Frankie Boingins.
You know Frankie?
That's right.
Yep, that's right. It's a pretty lucrative business around here.
All right, you seem like a good kid. Maybe I'll call my buddy Frankie up, tell him what a good job you're doing, huh? What do you think of that?
That would be a...
Let me out of here, please!
Oh, hey, you got somebody in your trunk. People these days. I've been trying to work my way up to Regal Towing for quite some time.
That's good.
I got the job just based on knowing somebody. And
that's how it works. Got to know somebody. Now you know me.
Hard to find a job in town, but it pays pretty well.
So all you saw here today was three people sitting in a car.
There's people in a car. You got your parking ticket here.
Got my ticket. It's a paid lot. We're on private property.
Yeah, well, private property, you got your ticket, everything.
Right now, this spot's my property, right?
It checks out, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, you visiting from out of town, then?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No, that's good. Good to have people in the city.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great city.
Well, I'm so glad to have you. I gotta say, what is the story of the feller in the back?
What feller?
Oh, no, just three of you in the car. Forgot about that.
That's right.
It's the three. Oh, God.
You don't want me to call your boss, Frankie, and tell him you're seeing things on the job.
Oh, Frankie would not.
You're drinking on the job? Is that what's going on here? You're drinking, hallucinating, hearing voices?
Oh, my God.
Is that what's going on?
This can't be happening again.
Help me, please, dear God! What are you doing?
Well, citizens,
I'm a human being!
It's a pleasure, citizens.
You have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
What's your name?
Nope. It's Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
That's good.
And,
it's a good name, Jonathan.
I didn't see anything here today.
Well, you saw three men in a car.
Yep, and there's a gun in the back.
You verified a ticket.
But I didn't see that last part. I didn't see any guns.
No, you didn't.
Ticket's verified. You're free to go, sir.
All right. I'm just going to stay, but...
Yep, makes sense. It's comfortable here.
Tell you what, you're free to go.
Yep, I'm free.
We don't need your assistance here today.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right.
Ring, ring, ring. 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 Yes, hello. This is your local Metro Parking Authority. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. I tried calling. I tried calling. You gotta send somebody out.
Oh, Mr. McGelman, is that you, sir?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, no. It's good to hear from you again. How was your day in Detroit?
Well, my kidnappers are still in the car.
Oh, that's great.
No, it's not.
Oh.
They just intimidated the tower guy.
Oh.
The guy that tows cars. I don't know. What do you call them?
The towman, I believe.
The towman?
Towman.
The gender neutral one nowadays?
Oh, yes. I
think they would be.
I've heard they're flinging a few around there. Topol, short for tow people, is often used in the business. There's a lot of lingo hard to understand. But Mr. Gumman, we were able to find a Pennsylvania car in the lot and towed it successfully.
But it's not the car I'm in.
Oh, sorry. You mentioned that you wanted this Pennsylvania car towed. It was not paid for.
Wait a minute. You found the car with my license plate?
Yes, sir. We did successfully find your car.
In Chicago or in one of your parking decks?
Oh, no, it was in one of our affiliates in Chicago. They've actually towed it and held it there.
Well, that's in my apartment complex. That's where I live.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry, sir. You see, we are a local affiliate
of
my
sister's,
bigger chain. Yes, yeah, we took care of that. No worries. You can get it at the local impound for $250.
You towed my car?
Sir, I'm a little bit confused. Weren't you just asking me to tow your vehicle?
I wanted you to tow the car I'm in. You sent someone out. You did. You sent someone out.
Oh,
yes. They talked to the people that are in the front of the car.
Yes, we sent out a BOLO to all of our locations. A BOLO, if you're new to the industry, it's a be on the lookout for any vehicles matching that description.
Well, no, someone did come.
Someone came and...
Hey, what are you doing back there?
Towed your vehicle?
No, he didn't tow. He came and talked to the men that took me.
Oh, sir, if you can just provide...
What are you doing back there?
Oh, sir, there's a little bit of feedback. I can't hear you very well.
It's a kidnappers.
Sir, I've told you again. We can only deal with adults. You have to be 18 or older.
All right, I'm not... That's it. I'm just going to call the police.
Oh, well, sir...
I'm hanging up.
Well, sir, thank you.
Yes, hello, Detroit police.
Yeah, I've been kidnapped.
All right, thank you for your call. It means a lot to us today. Yes, hello, Detroit police.
Oh, good, you're still on the phone. I thought you hung up. I've been kidnapped. I'm in the trunk of a car.
Oh, very
good. I'm in a parking deck at the Tigers game.
Excellent. Well, Yankees
now,
suck,
on,
am I right?
What?
Yankees suck, am I right?
I don't know. I don't care. My kidnappers, they're still in the car. They're in the front of the car.
What are you doing back there?
Yes, what's the nature of your emergency?
I've been kidnapped. I'm in the trunk of a car in the parking deck by the stadium.
If you can just provide me the location and license plate number of that vehicle, we'll come and collect you right away, sir.
I don't know the license plate of the vehicle. I'm in the trunk. There's three men in the front.
Have you asked one of them to open the trunk for you, sir?
They took me against my will. They're not going to open the trunk.
I mean, that's it? You don't shut the fuck up back there?
Sir, you don't need to use that language with me.
I didn't use that language.
Sir,
it's the man in the front of the car. Oh, God, he's getting out of the car.
I am a civil servant. I deserve better treatment than that.
Oh, no. I think he's going to open the trunk.
Now, if you can't tell me more about the state of your emergency, I can't help you.
I think the kidnappers are about to open the trunk.
Oh, excuse me,
sir.
They
walked around to the back of the car.
Well, if you don't mind, you can just put them on the line. We'll talk through this and get all of this sorted out.
I told you to shut the fuck up back here.
Yeah, shut up back here.
Sir, please, if you put them on the line, we can get your situation handled right away.
The police, they want to talk to you.
Yeah, I'll take that. Give me that fool.
How about we put it on speaker?
That's a better idea. Yeah, hello?
Hello? You want to talk to me?
Detroit police, what's your emergency?
No emergency.
No emergency?
No.
Thank you for calling the Detroit police. If there's anything we can assist you with, please don't hesitate to call.
You're welcome. I'll see you at the donor's ball.
Oh, yes,
in
of
two
course.
Weeks.
Absolutely, I recognize this. Well,
yeah.
Is this Mr. Donatello?
That's right.
Mr. Donatello, one of our best customers.
I know. I love to support my local law enforcement.
Yeah, he's a great civil and servant. Very engaged with the public.
You guys provide such a necessary service to the community.
That really means a lot. In this day and age where police are being attacked and our rights are being taken away from us, I'm very grateful for the support
of you, Mr. Donatello.
You got us both the thin blue line. You have a great day, officer.
And you as well, sir. Thank you again for calling.
All right, what are we going to do with him, boss?
Let's just drive the car into the ocean.
That sounds good to me, but we are in Detroit, so it might take a while to get to the ocean.
Find the lake, then.
All right, they're pretty great, aren't they?
Yeah.
Maybe we can pop our shoes off and take a little dip at the same time.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
It sounds pretty good, you know.
We'll be on the beach.
I got a few comp days built up. Pulling some late nights, a few banks, you know.
Yeah. Maybe play some of them carnival games under the docks.
Heck yeah, that sounds great to me. You know, I got some tokens saved up from the last time we were in Detroit.
And maybe this time I'll get you that big bunny you want.
Aw, boss, you're too good to me.
Oh, God.
Hey, quiet, you.